I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, it's only Tuesday. It's a Tolo Tuesday, by the way. But we are already looking ahead. That's what we do, right? We react. We overreact about what happened last Saturday, last weekend, and then we turn the page to what could happen 1 hour ago. Diesel, you and I gave some early leans for the Upset Picks Challenge, which opens in less than 24 hours, by the way, tomorrow at 4 p.m. when you and I will be live at Ingles at 8650 Asheville Highway in Boiling Springs. It's a Springfield location right across from Mountain View Prep. Come see us tomorrow if you want an Ingles gift card in your hand. But we were looking at some early leans for the Upset Picks Challenge, and while doing so, we stumbled across the fact that this might be the best weekend thus far of college football. Do you agree with that, Tolos, out there at 844-326-3663? Because opening weekend, Diesel, was pretty good. You had Ohio State, Texas. You had Clemson, LSU.
Yeah, Bama, Florida State.
Bama, Florida State. But could I offer you the slate that's coming up this weekend of LSU, Florida, Miami, USF, Georgia, Tennessee, Notre Dame, A&M, South Carolina, Vandy, both 2-0, by the way, Clemson, Georgia Tech, and Ole Miss, Arkansas. I know it's not maybe as sexy as a normal top weekend in college football, but boy, this might be one of the better ones of the year, right?
Yeah, there's some really fun storylines here. You know, you got the gunslinger in Diego Pavia going up against a guy that could backdoor his way into that's not the right word to use. But could ascend and come from sort of back in the pack to be a Heisman Trophy finalist. That's a great storyline. USF upsetting two teams in a row facing Miami. Miami, obviously, they don't want to be the third team that gets upset by the USF Bulls.
Oh, boy, wouldn't that be bad?
That would be wild. And that one, I don't have the line directly in front of me, but I think that one was somewhere in the 15.5, 16.5. range.
It's a hefty one.
That's a big one. Yeah. Somebody's gonna take it, right? I mean, they're gonna keep riding the hot hand and see if USF can do it 3 weeks in a row.
They are. I'll tell you this. I look at the games this weekend, and I do find myself fascinated by almost all of them. And Tolo's out there. If we need to rank them, we can do that as well in terms of where your interest lies for these games. Here's how you can get in touch with the show. If you're new to the show, you can text the Hub City Spartanburgers text line at 844-326-3663. Phone lines just so happens to be the same number. You can call the show. Phone lines are open at this very second. Bam, I just opened them up. You can call if you want in on the conversation. But let's try to figure out storyline for storyline. Let's do it that way. Because you and I always do like, you know, LSU, Florida, two good teams, whatever. We can get into the X's and O's all we want. But let's rank these bad boys by storylines. Now, Diesel, because we are doing a radio show in South Carolina, there are going to be local storylines that, you know, are pushed to the top. And Tolos want to hear from you on these storylines, want to hear from you where you rank them based on the storyline. So between the matchups, again, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 that I threw out there for you. Again, LSU, Florida, Miami, USF, Georgia, Tennessee, Notre Dame, Vandy. I'm sorry, Notre Dame, A&M, South Carolina, Vandy, Clemson, Georgia Tech, and Ole Miss, Arkansas. Let's start at the bottom and work our way to the top. Of those seven, Diesel, of those seven Tolos at 844-FAN-PHONE, F-A-N-F-O-N-E, which of those piques your interest the least?
God, it's hard.
It's hard. There's some good ones.
Can I go 1F?
That's
one,
what I'm saying.
1G, because these are all really good games.
And you're going to have to choose, because the time slots will tell you on Friday, during the Friday show, where these games fall in terms of the time slots. But at some point Saturday, if you do choose to sit on the couch and watch football all day long, you're going to have to choose between some of these. Unless you have the quad.
I liked it.
Set up.
The one bad thing that the Roku ESPN app doesn't do yet, it doesn't let you select which games go in the four corners.
The YouTube TV finally just started allowing you to do that.
Right. It's currently curated for you. So if you want to watch, for me, if I want to watch some like random G5 game mixed in with the Miami USF game, I can't do that. I have to have multiple. I still have to have multiple screens.
You know what's
going.
So crazy about this? This is how bad we are as a society. This is just how bad us humans are. Like, this is me. I love the quad setup. I love it. But I'm at a tailgate Saturday in Columbia. I was there most of the day. And the TV we were watching, it was a big TV, had the quad setup. So there's probably 15, 20 people at the tailgate watching the game. And, like, that's fine, but maybe this is just because I'm very ADHD. I can't focus on one game if I've got four on. I just can't. Size has a lot to do with it. So Iowa State, Iowa was playing. I was wanting to watch. It was a good game. Iowa State, that was a really close game. We ended up putting the one game on. My point being, I don't know. I think I've turned.
So you're getting older, Cole. That's the thing is, you know, we want the illusion of choice, but then when we have too much choice, we don't want that choice after all.
That's
we want
what
to be
I'm
able
saying.
To focus in on something. Yeah, there's a movement right now, Cole. People are getting rid of their smartphones and they're going to dumb phone, but basically your phone operates like one of those Kindle e-readers where it's black and white.
Yeah.
The refresh rate is really slow. It's meant to keep you away from your phone, even though it can still do all of those things, but not very well.
So a lot of interaction coming in on the text line, 844-326-3663. We'll get to that in a second. It is weird, though. It's bad that we say that, but that's where we are. We want to rank these games in terms of storylines. Which ones interest us? It's one to seven of the seven games I chose. Let's go to the phone lines first, though, and go ahead and knock this one out. This ought to be a banger on this Tolo Tuesday, right? Dewey wants to chime in. Our daily Dewey at 844-326-3663. What's on your mind, Dewey?
Oh, yes. Those SEC games, they present a bunch of good upset potentials. But I'm seeing Florida over LSU.
Ooh.
That would be a big one.
The most interesting or the wildest upset?
Well, a little of both. I don't think it'd be a wild upset. Florida's okay, and they did crap the bed last week, but that coach he's gonna be playing for his job.
You know what?
And they got a little bit of a push to try to save his job.
I kind of agree with
LSU.
Doing.
LSU play Clemson, and they did okay, but I don't believe LSU is as great as people make them out to be. So I think that would be a good one. And I'd like to see Ole Miss go down from Arkansas, because I don't like Lane Kiffin.
Okay. Let me ask you this, Dewey. If you had to rank them, what would be your the one that intrigues you the most and the one that intrigues you the least? You mean read them off again?
Yes.
LSU. Ready? Ready?
Yes.
I can't do it without love. LSU, Florida, Miami, USF, Georgia, Tennessee, Notre Dame, A&M, South Carolina, Vandy, Clemson, Georgia Tech, and Ole Miss, Arkansas. The most and the least.
Miami and the other, the Southern Florida
yeah,
team,
South Florida.
It might be interesting to South Florida because of what they did to Florida. And I wouldn't mind seeing that happen to Miami either because Miami sucks. And I don't like Carson, whatever his name is.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
And
are you going to call in and tell Madcraft off if South Florida gets the upset, Dewey?
I'll think of something.
And then what's the one that intrigues you the most before we let you go? Or the least? I'm sorry, the least.
The least, Arkansas and Ole Miss. Because as much as I want Arkansas to upset Ole Miss, that's not going to happen. Arkansas has been terrible for years now, and they still suck.
Thanks, Dewey. Yeah,
they've got a really good quarterback, and it's Sam Pittman maybe fighting to save his job over Lane Kiffin, the trash talker.
I know it's good not to say, I mean, I don't know if it's good to say this, but I actually agree with a lot of what Dewey said today. Dewey know ball?
Have you been drinking today?
Does Dewey know ball? Wow. I mean, is that where we are? Like, I agree with, like, tell me, before we get back to the list, LSU Florida. To his point, LSU hadn't looked like – offensively against Clemson, were they bad or was Clemson's defense really good? Last week, LSU was meh, right?
Right.
I'm just saying, like, he's right on Napier coaching for his job right now, isn't he?
This is DJ Uiagalelei's chance to show that he is a quality quarterback and I, to
did
me,
you
though,
just Uiagalelei?
Yeah, I did.
Wow.
But to me, like, that's why this one's probably the least compelling of all of them. And it's hard to say that any of these games are not compelling because they're all compelling. But that's probably the least to me because I think LSU's probably going to roll them.
See, I'm going to go Ole Miss, Arkansas as my least compelling.
I like that one because Sam Pittman's got a quarterback now for the first time in a long time. It's not
but
the
top
of my list.
Do you believe in them? Do you believe in them?
If there's what? There's 7 games here? I'd probably put LSU Florida as my 7. Arkansas Ole Miss, my 6. I would really I'd probably put them as a 6. I'd put Notre Dame A&M as 5.
Okay.
Probably Clemson Georgia is 4, to be honest, because I'm just not excited about following this team at all right now. 3 is Notre Dame A&M. 2, South Carolina Vandy. And I think the most compelling is Georgia Tennessee. It's a top 15 versus top 15 matchup. It's number 6 versus number 15. And the game's being played at Georgia, correct?
It's being played, I think it's at Tennessee. Hold on. I'm sorry. I told you I think it's at Tennessee. It's at Tennessee.
Oh, that's going to be
good.
It's
in Knoxville.
That's going to be good.
I've got my list for you in just a second. Let me go to the phone lines first.
Yeah.
My least intriguing, though, is Ole Miss, Arkansas. My number one is LSU, Florida.
Wow. See, we value very different things.
By the way, caller, we lost you. If you want to call back and get in, I was about to come to you. So call back if you want to get in. So here's where I am. Most intriguing. I'm going Ole Miss, Arkansas at 7. Mm-hmm. At 6, I'm going Clemson, Georgia Tech. I'm sorry. I know I'm a host in the upstate of South Carolina, and I should tell you that this game's going to be spectacular. I'm just not uberly intrigued by this game there. You had, midway?
I had him at 4. I mean, look, Georgia Tech and Haynes King is a good football team. But they're playing, they're not going to be sexy against anybody. And Clemson has looked awful offensively through two games. Maybe it's compelling because is this their get-right game? Maybe they woke them up somehow. But it's not the top of my list. It's not even. It's kind of in the middle. I think the Clemson Georgia Tech game is the one that you kind of peek over to every now and again just to see what the score is.
Yeah, I don't hate that. It's just I just don't know that it's going to be riveting football. You know, like is it going to be riveting?
Maybe in the fourth quarter if Clemson is down 7 points with 4 minutes to go in the ball.
So here's my list. I've got it. I just finalized it. 7. Least interest, Ole Miss, Arkansas. 6, Clemson, Georgia Tech. 5, Miami, USF. 4, Notre Dame, A&M. 3, Georgia, Tennessee. 2, South Carolina, Vandy. As I told you, I'm most interested in LSU, Florida. I think that could be a lot of fun on Saturday. Let's see what Kev has to say back on the phone lines at 844-326-3663. What's up, Kev?
Kev, you got us?
Yes, sir.
What's up, Kev?
All right, it's actually Jeff. Sorry.
Oh, Jeff. Sorry about
Jeff,
that.
Jeff, that's my apologies. I can't hear good, evidently.
Jeff. Sorry about that. That's my apologies. I can't hear good, evidently.
What do you have to say, Jeff?
No, it's Gamecock Tim.
Tim.
Yes, sir. My least on that list is actually the Notre Dame, would say. Then I'm going with the Arkansas, I think, and then moving up LSU.
Mm.
And then we got Miami.
Miami's playing USF.
Yeah. Then I got to Tennessee, which that one because it's the most interesting to me. Gotta love my Gamecocks.
Sure.
And then that Clemson Georgia Tech, just because I think Georgia Tech is going to give them all they can handle.
Okay.
But I would have to still go with Clemson in that game though. But that's my interest on that one.
I like it. Mm. So your top one was your top one Clemson, Georgia Tech, you said?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes,
I like it. Sure. Gamecock Tim, appreciate you calling the show, man.
Thanks, Tim.
Yes, sir.
Clemson, Georgia, think about that. Clemson, Georgia Tech was a Gamecock fan's number one most intriguing game this weekend. How about it?
So you're telling me that South Carolina fans think about Clemson more than they think about themselves. Is that true, Tom, in Somerville?
They probably want them to lose. What's up, Tom?
Hey, guys. I don't know what the word riveting means, but I will say it sounds like something that says Cade Klubnik. So if that means watching Cade Klubnik,
Tom, I hate to break this to you. Unfortunately, riveting and Cade Klubnik hadn't been used in the same sentence this year, right, Diesel?
Not once.
Oh.
The last time Cade Klubnik was riveting was right before kickoff of the LSU game.
And against Texas at times, he was riveting.
Oh, okay. So that means good, basically.
Yeah, riveting is really interesting.
Okay. Well, it is not the most riveting game of the weekend by any means. But I you know, y'all mentioned that Georgia-Tennessee game. I got a stat for y'all, and it is wild. It's actually a two-parter here.
Do we need a drum roll?
Let's get a drum roll. Right. Let's get a drum roll. The last Tennessee football coach to beat Kirby Smart was Butch Jones at Tennessee. He ain't walking that sideline this weekend. And Kirby Smart in SEC openers is 9-0 at Georgia with a combined average victory of 20.5 games or 20.5 points per game in the SEC opener. And on top of that, since the Hail Mary loss to Tennessee in 2016, Kirby Smart has beaten Tennessee every time by more than 14 points. This game Saturday is not going to be close. Kirby Smart made sure his guys played like crap last week so he would wake them up. The same thing Dabo, Troy, the Bulldogs, and as much as it hates me to say it, the Clemson Tigers are going to cover this weekend, and they're going to look pretty good in doing it. I'm going to go ahead and say it.
Wow.
The other team in this state, I was kind of concerned yesterday, but I'm starting to feel a little bit better about Gamecocks. I'm not as concerned because Vanderbilt has not beaten us in Columbia since 2007. I think a late turnover is going to be the difference, and the Gamecocks are going to sneak one out, guys.
I like it. Thanks, Tom. Good stuff there. Good stuff from
you. When I sneak one out, my wife makes me open the window.
Oh, man. Also, JT and Greer getting in on the Hub City Spartanburgers text line, talking about Tennessee's defensive backs being out.
It's true.
That's true. Hurricane Jeff chiming in. Nashty talking about LSU, Florida not doing it for them. Really good interaction there, Tolos.
When we come back, Cole, let's do this. Let's go behind enemy lines. Talk to Andy Demetra, play-by-play voice for Georgia Tech football. He's coming up next.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean,